This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing in the grains here on Monday morning?
We saw a gap lower on the soybeans last night. They've gotten some of those losses back, only down about four as we start the day session here. Beans or corn back to unchanged, wheat just slightly higher. You do have a little bit of weather that we're watching here. Pretty much optimal in the U.S. And South America when it comes to harvest for the U.S. and planting for South America. You've got dry conditions across the Midwest for the next 2 weeks. And then you've got a good amount of rain coming into South America, which kind of signifies the end of their dry season and start of the monsoon season. But that's exactly what they need to get going and really make a good push into planting down there.
So, Greg, is the weather kind of the main story that you will be looking at this week as far as something that could move the market one way or the other?
It will be the start of the week, and then as we get closer to the end of the week, we're going to start to look at the USDA report that comes out on Friday. We're going to get an idea of what the USDA is looking at as far as yields. That we're starting to get to hear ideas of big crops get bigger from a lot of the groups out there. So slightly larger yields. Corn and beans, even though the beans did finish out on the drier bias in August and early September, it does feel like we're going to go with the old adage of big crops get bigger. No major issues that I've seen or heard from producers as far as their yield numbers so far. Of course, we're only about quarter of the way through harvest at this point, but it is still sounding very good.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 1.5 at 426.25. November soybeans down 1.75 at 1036 even. December soybean meal down $1.30 at $3.29.20. December soybean oil up 7 cents at $44.04. On the Merck, October live cattle up 32 cents at $187.32. October feeder cattle up 17 cents at $249.80. December lean hogs down 2 cents at $76.12. December pork cutout unchanged at $90.22. Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at $22.58. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.